Let me ask you something. Have you realized that what happens in your mind actually shows up in your reality? Are you living your dream life or your worry life? Welcome to the Dream Team Podcast, where we will reverse engineer what our wonderful and successful guests have done to create a life that they love. So you can too.
Good morning, good evening, hello, hello, hello. The Dream Team Life Team is back. Marissa Manrique, Lisa Hamilton-Smith, we are here on our follow-up show. The Thursday show where we always discuss our Monday show because we like to go into a little bit more detail and just make sure you really understood the principles that are exposed by our amazing guests. Now, this Monday we had Will Witham. And he is an emotional intelligence relationship coach. And he had an interesting life where he had learned to confront and embrace himself and heal himself so that he could truly live a life that he loved and have relationship and have love. And we've got some incredible principles that he discussed. And he's an amazing, lovely, warm man who I think we're going to have fun just going over these principles because there was so much. If you haven't listened to it, go back and listen to Will's interview before you listen to the rest of this podcast. Okay.
Yeah, because different from the past few guests that we've had that have had amazing life, that have had some struggles, haven't gone through the experience as hard, or maybe have gone through experience a hard experience, but not as constant, you know, as when you come from a broken house or abuse. Yeah. So this is a very interesting it's an interesting and inspired situation to see if you are coming from that, what you can achieve if you just, well, not just, but if you try, you know, you start little by little applying these principles.
I think, and that, because most of us, like some of our guests, have very exalted lives and they have become very rich or very successful, and you know, that's not what some people want. So some of us can't relate to that. And I know some of you listening are going to go, well, I don't want to be an actress, or I don't want to be a businessman. I just want to have a
life. Or still maybe feels too much and overwhelming, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So we're just here to learn how to live a life we love on whatever level, you know, whatever. It might be you want to be with your dog every day. In fact, there's a lovely lady. It's such a sad story. I'm going to shout out to the lady. Her name is Helen Julius. I haven't actually got her name in front of me, but absolutely lovely lady. Her dog, I do remember the name, but I remember the dog's name, Blissey. Blissey died. Blissey had an 18-month struggle with cancer, and she was given 8 days or something to live. And her lovely owner took her and put her on an organic diet, did everything she could, and she got 18 months of life for this dog. And they went everywhere together. And it's just such an incredible example. That was her life, was this dog. And, you know, that's what life was to her. Living a life of love was having this a canine partner. So we all have different dreams. We all have different things that we strive for. And her lovely, lovely dog, sadly gone, but with wonderful memories for the rest of her life of her time with a special dog. So what he said, I'm going to start with one of the observations. He said, we're all struggling on some level, which is true. So some of us, we're all struggling, whether you're struggling to make your first billion, or whether you're struggling to put food on the table, or whether you're struggling to be super fit and win a bodybuilding competition, or you're struggling to be thin enough to get off the sofa, you're weighing 200 pounds or something. We all have struggle. And he said that how he's got through life was, how am I going to learn from this? That the way to use your struggle is to look for what is there to learn. We can choose to be a victim and this is so bad. And, you know, and fair enough, guys, sometimes it's bad. But
yeah, most of the time it's bad.
I loved it. He was saying, if you get hit by a truck, you're a victim of being hit by a truck. There's no two ways to put that. You know, you are a victim of being hit by a truck.
Yeah, however, even if you're responsible of crossing that street, you're still a victim.
You're still a victim.
You still struggle.
But what are you going to learn from this? I mean, if you are hit by a truck, what can you do If you're lucky enough to live, having been hit by a truck, what can you do in your life after that? What can you learn? You might learn to look both ways before you cross the road. You might learn that, you know, what it's like to not have full function in your body, and then really appreciate your body in a different way when if you get it fully back. So there's always something to learn, and life is just a learning opportunity. There are no failures. No. There are just learning opportunities. And I think that's a really important way to look at it.
Some things might be harder than the other, and it's still, I think it's very important to understand that it's a choice. You know, it's a hard choice. It's an overwhelming choice, and it's a learning experience, but it's still a choice. So you have to choose first, because a very important thing of achieving something that you want, or when you're helping someone and you see that this person doesn't change, is because they don't want to. And it's very simplistic to say it that way, because it's a whole process to go until you finally have the awareness and the clarity to want to achieve the change. You know, so it's very simple. It's a very simple thing to say, oh yes, because he doesn't want to or she doesn't want to. It is true, but it's a big, you know, it requires a big, massive understanding of things. And then you will be able to say, I choose to own up to this. I choose to be accountable. I choose to change. And that little tiny shift in your perspective will start to shift also the situations in your life, the people that you meet, the learning process that you go. That's, you know, it is very important. It's not simple. So I don't want to offend anybody, you know, because they might feel that they are not able to do it. It's a choice. Yes. But it's a massive understanding of what that means.
But the choice, but I want to take that further, because sometimes the choice to change is very difficult to make.
Yeah.
Because there's lots, like he said, we all have lots of things on very deep levels in, you know, mm-hmm. like wounds from our childhood, scars, if you like.
That you don't even know we have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that makes it really hard to change. And one of his takeaways is that you need to have self-compassion. That you need to love yourself, that you need to be aware, even if you don't know what's holding you back and what the scars and wounds are, but just love all of you, even you that has doubt, even you that has fear, even you that gets blocked or stuck or whatever your issue is. And that was throughout the whole interview. He kept coming back to love yourself, self-awareness, love yourself, self-awareness.
Be kind,
Be kind.
Because there's only one of you. And it sounds so simple, you know, when you are to the other side, it sounds so simple. Any kind of, it's not disregard, but when you've gotten to the finish line, you know, sometimes it's very, and you get caught up in the celebration, you may forget, you know, or not value the process that took you there, you know, but sometimes that process is even in life, I think, because, you know, it's a race that lasts more than an hour or more than a day, you know, the process of going through that experience to be able to accept yourself is the most important part. Even if you never completely reach the goal, even if you just take step one, that's the most important part.
Yeah, we asked Will how he got to the other side, and he said he just got his ass kicked a lot, and that's a sort of gross simplification of him attending the school of hard knocks. But actually, what he was saying is that he just took experiences, he learned from them, and he kept learning, and he looked at himself, and he tried to understand, and interestingly, he tried to understand the other side. Now, he had experienced narcissistic relationships with his parents, and a domestic abuse, etc., etc. One of the things I thought was amazing is he realized that you have to accept the other person has these wounds, that you have to not, like, understand that they're wounded too, that if you're going to accept yourself, you also have to accept them. Now, that doesn't mean you participate, you stay, that you say it's appropriate for what they do to you.
Yeah, you don't excuse the behavior, but
no excuse,
it's an understanding,
But an understanding which gives you a compassion, which stops the thing spiraling into hatred and vitriol and in your own self. And an example of that, like, I didn't mention in the podcast, but I was in a clubhouse room the other day with a lady who mother, I think it was mother or father, I think, was killed by a bomber, by an IRA, Irish bomber.
Okay? Oh, no. My
blew
God.
Her dad up. Many years later, she meets the guy who murdered her father. And instead of, I forget exactly how she met him, but I think, you know, she wanted to meet him and she wanted to understand why he killed her father. Mm-hmm. And she was able to do that and sit down with him because of her compassion for, there had to be a reason that this guy felt that he had to do what he did. And this is the most extraordinary thing. Out of her compassion, the guy was able to explain to her his reasons and his belief at the time that he was doing what he thought was right. And they now speak all over the world together and they go on stages to show...
You've got to be kidding. Who are these people?
I can't remember his name, but she's on Clubhouse. I was on a stage with her the other day. And it was an extraordinary... she's following me, or I'm following her, so I can find her for you. I can't remember her name. You know, so many people on Clubhouse. But her story was extraordinary.
And, wow, yes.
Yeah.
And because not only how you find, you know, that's such a... And how do you find the strength, the will, and the process to do that? As her, as being the victim. And then also him as well. How do you find a place to forgive yourself?
Yeah.
For doing that once you've understood so that what you did was wrong, you know. So those stories are very important because that's what we do all the time, you know, even with the smallest things. So you didn't blow up a person, but the smallest things that you didn't allow yourself to do, or things that you made a mistake about, and how you are so hard with yourself.
Yes.
And something that we did speak in the interview with Will is that when you, one of the principles that he was talking about, you try not to make it personal.
Yes, yeah. That is a very good principle. Yes.
Very good principle. And it's an understanding. And if you want to go, this is an amazing book that I've read as well, that's called The Four Agreements from Don Miguel Ruiz, mm-hmm. which is about the Toltec heritage, which is of Mexican culture, I think, from Central America. And this explains, now there's always, if you give other people the space for doubt, what's this phrase? Oh my God. You give them the benefit of the doubt.
Benefit of the doubt, right.
Yeah,
right,
there might be another, something behind, you know, like this guy explaining why he murdered this person. And when you do that, you free yourself from other people. But if you're able to find that same approach to yourself, because you are not able to free yourself from you, you're always carrying you around. Mm. So if you don't manage to transform and not take it personal as well, because you can do that to yourself as well, understand that you did something because of the circumstances and that you are in the process of learning and you are just human and you are perfect in your imperfections and the things that happen to you have a purpose, you know, so you can still detach yourself from you. It's just a perspective of how you see things, you know, and use that to transform in you being your biggest cheerleader, because you're stuck with you wherever you go.
Man,
in your consciousness, in your unconsciousness, when you sleep, you know, you're with you all the time.
Yes, but I'm going to, because one of the things he said was, you are complete, exactly who you are, so accept yourself as you are.
Yeah, you don't have to be better. You are complete as you are.
You're good enough. However, that's the human being. Your beliefs are not part of you. Your beliefs are inlaid into you. And therefore, your beliefs, he said, are like the house you live in. I love this bit, so I made a note. Mm-hmm. The beliefs are the house you live in. But you live in that house and you are complete and you live in a house of beliefs. And so you can change houses.
Yeah, you can improve your behavior.
Down.
Yes. You know, and humility, you can understand that you are whole. You are here to have an experience and to evolve, but you're already complete, you know? And what you're saying is very interesting, because we are not our beliefs, you know? And something that I don't share, or I've always, I don't think I've shared it here in the podcast, but I understood that with my daughter, because, you know, someone explained to me, all right, if I am Marisa and I was born in Peru, and I learned to have these customs, right? But if I would have been born, I don't know, in India or in Arabia, that same person would have had different beliefs.
Totally.
That kind of, you know, I kind of understood that. But, you know, things have a weird way of sinking in. But then when my daughter was born in the UK, and we lived there until she was almost two. And then we came back to here, to Peru. And she learned our customs here. But this same person, this little girl, if we were stayed in the UK, she might not even have Spanish as her first language, but yeah. English.
Yeah.
You know? And then coming here back to her roots, she might not have, you know, she might have to learn Spanish and still have an accent, you know. So that same person proved to me that she could have been a completely different person if we would have stayed in the UK.
Totally. And, you know? And just about location, socialization, circumstances.
Yeah, even the language, you know, even yeah. the relationship she has with me, because her surroundings would have been different. But she's still Mia. She's still the same. She still came with her own. She still came complete with her mission and her gifts and her skills and her physicality, you know. But that same person with that same origin could have had a massively different life just because where she was born.
No, the house is very important. And then you went on to talk about connecting before you correct someone as a very useful principle in life, and that was key in business, in coaching, in life, in parenting.
In parenting, just connect with that person so they know that you are interested in them, that you love them, and then maybe if it applies, correct them. Otherwise, it's not your business.
So then we talked a bit more about self-compassion, loving and forgiving yourself. Self-acceptance, and then it was really good, we got the principles. I asked him this awkward question, so we're just going to go back through that. What would be the principles you live by on a daily basis? And he said, love yourself and be your best friend, as you mentioned. He said, take nothing personally. And what he meant is, when someone says something or is angry or upset, it's more about them than it is about you. So it's not about you. They're throwing it at you, but it's not really about you. The upset's usually within themselves. It's linked to something in their past. And then, learn how to love, to fill self with love. So I think that you know, that's something we don't think about. We think, of course, we know how to love, but do we even like, some of us don't. So if we haven't experienced being really loved, and some people sadly haven't, you don't know. And it's actually something you need to like get up on. And he said you can, you know, because what he does, he helps you with relationships. So you know, learn about learning to love generally.
So something about learning your attachment style, which is something that I've recently heard. There are two things that we have. I think, Lisa, we're going to have to find experts in this, because I've learned about the attachment style. Apparently, that's something very important.
Yes.
And also the narcissistic. I've heard that term so many times, but I don't really exactly know what that means, you know, exactly like in a scientific way.
Yes.
So we might need to find some experts in that too.
Let's get some people. Let's get someone who specializes in narcissism, and attachment theory. Well, we know who's an expert on that. We've already had her on, but we could have her on to actually talk about that specifically.
About that one, exactly. One specific, because I think it's a game changer. Yeah. Once you know your attachment style, what you know that you, how do you process information? Because usually those attachments are the things that people trigger on you.
Yes.
You know, and you react to that. So if you are able, and I've done this exercise, you know, I've gone back and look at where the wound was created and healed it. Yes. And it really shows up in your reality now. Really, so it's a very good thing that we can do that. Yeah.
Yeah, because as he said, you can't escape yourself, so you better love yourself. So if you've got wound, you know, you've got to love yourself and love yourself with the wounds, and if you can heal them, all the better. But even if you can't, just love all of you. You are the sum of every single experience and every cell in your body. You've got to love all of you. And it sounds such a cliche, but it's got to be where you start. You cannot move forward and create miracles and manifest your dreams and live happily on a daily basis if you're carrying all this baggage and these deep cuts, bleeding wounds inside your mind or inside your soul in some way. And that is the problem, because people like, well, you know, it can't get happy, and you've got to go back and you've got to keep going back, and you've got to keep cleaning house, like a bit like if your house is your beliefs, you've got to clean house, move house, rebuild the house, fill the holes in the walls, fix the leaks, put the windows in, take the leaks, yeah, you know, turn up the heating, put down new carpeting, and create a container for you to actually go forward in the world. With a clean container, it's kind of like, otherwise you're like a snail going around with a broken shell, and that's just not going to work. You know, you need to have your protection, and your protection is the right beliefs and the healed wounds, and more than anything, your self love. So when someone does something that isn't right, that does hurt or feels wrong, you know, you can stand up against it.
Yeah. Even if it hurts you, it won't break you.
Exactly. As he found for himself, Will was an expert in that, and finding way. He doesn't take responsibility for other people's actions. He does his bit. He tells them, he explains, he has compassion, he listens, but then they do their thing. He doesn't, and that's because he's so trained to not be codependent. Because a codependent is kind of like, I'm going to help them, and I'm going to get them back on their feet, and I'm going to do whatever it takes, and actually you can't. And then you go down with them if they don't pull themselves out of the gutter. So
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so really, really interesting. And that's another thing we could get into. It's, you know, how do you, having a codependent tendency can actually stop you living a life you love, because it means you're always going to be pulled to the other person. And like a codependent will put the other person
for the wrong reasons.
Thoughts first. Yeah, they're always going to say the other person's more important. So obviously that's a massive problem.
And for the wrong reasons. Yeah, just because you learn that, you learn it that way, and then nobody corrects you, because obviously nobody, you know, unless you ask, and then you are not, you don't find the real way of things, or the another way that things can be done.
Loving someone is a gift, and is wonderful, but loving them in order to keep them, or to keep them happy, or doing what they
are, you're not being hurt, or you're not being alone. Yeah, it's not.
Yeah. There's lots of reasons why people fall into the codependent trap. Been there, done that. That's why I know a lot about it. Not that badge. I've got most of the badges. Been there, done that as well. And then one of the last things that he talked about, being perfectly yourself, back to the self-love, self-acceptance, self-awareness. Mm-hmm. And I love how he said, you know, I'm here to stop people falling into the traps. And I think that's a lovely way to think of someone who has a coach or a mentor or just a good friend, is somebody who goes, look, there's a big hole there. Jump over it, go around it, don't fall in it. And life will keep, you will just keep falling in the holes. You'll keep getting caught in the traps until you learn to walk around them, to jump over them.
He said something about that. Yeah, he said, if you keep on, what's his word? If you keep on tripping with the same mistake.
Yes.
He said something about that.
Yeah, he said, you'll get the lesson over and over and over and over until you learn to get around them. He said, you know, and that's the problem. You know, you've got to understand life, so you say, there's a trip, there's something that I'm going to fall down, I'm going to walk around it. And he said it might take you a lifetime to actually not fall in that hole, but the important thing is to love yourself. If you do fall in the hole, I know not to fall down the hole, and I fell down the hole again. And then maybe
you're compassionate with yourself.
That's massive in relationship. Massive in relationship, where you attract the wrong person, because of your own self, and you attract the wrong person, and you keep going, what's wrong with me, or what's wrong with them? And then eventually you go like, oh, that's not a match. That isn't healthy. That's hurtful behavior. That's not appropriate for me. And you walk away.
Yes.
So like the whole people are like holes on the pathway, you know, some people are a hole, you fall down, then you like have to climb out. And yeah. And you know, it was really interesting because he has had so many experiences and in many different areas of wounding, as some of our other guests have had, and some of our earlier guests, gentleman, his name I can't remember right now, one of our earlier guests, and he'd had similar, and it's fine, you know, having these wounds is fine as long as you have become self-aware and then become protective and love yourself and accept yourself through them. So it's just all part of the journey, and you need to accept and love yourself in order to live a life you love. You cannot do it any other way. You cannot live a life you love dragging your ball and chain of all the things that have hurt you in your life. So he's like, it's a spiral. You can spiral up or you can spiral down. So let's all spiral up, shall we? We'll just release ourselves. Anything else you want to add?
No, I think that was wonderful. And I think if we missed anything, it's still a great interview.
Brilliant.
So many massive key ingredients. And if you please go and read that, The Four Agreements of Don Miguel Ruiz, it is really, really good. It's amazing.
That is an incredible book. And of course, you can find us on Facebook, a Dream Team Life group. You can find us on Instagram. You can find us on Clubhouse. Yes, so come find us. Join us on Clubhouse. Join our rooms. Join the conversation. Follow Marissa and I. Come into our rooms. Ask us anything about the podcast. We should have a podcast on Clubhouse. We should do a recording on Clubhouse. You're allowed to.
Can you do that?
If you can, if you ask, we can ask permission. What we should do is we should record a live podcast, maybe on one of the kind of topics that we've discussed tonight, and have something like that. That would be kind of cool.
That would be interesting, yeah.
Yeah, because I know other people are doing it, so we can maybe do that. So watch this space. And we've got some great people coming up. So keep listening, share,
keep sharing,
and most
share the love.
Yeah, share the love. But most importantly, what you have to do is you have to live a life
you love.
And it's a choice, guys. It's a choice. Okay, on that note, I'll see you all on the other side. Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Dream Team podcast. You can catch Lisa and Marissa every Monday and Thursday. Don't forget to subscribe and review, and dream on.